You're listening to Devotion by Design, a podcast series exploring the National Gallery's exhibition on Italian altarpieces from the late Middle Ages. Join Father Christopher Whitehead, the Clifton Diocese Director of Adult Education and Evangelization, in conversation with Jesuit priest Dr. James Hanvey, an expert in art and culture.
We see these constructions of the altar in terms of art and devotional art, which is also prayer, and that indeed that's what they are. But we also have to remember that they're also commercial pieces as well. They were commissioned, they had patrons, sometimes individuals, very often religious communities or congregations to celebrate their different charisms and all the rest. Now, at the moment, we're in room 3, which is commissions, choices and contracts. And it's just to make us aware that this was also part of the commercial side of the production of these objects of devotion. And indeed, in one of the corners, we can see a copy of one of the contracts. We're before an absolutely extraordinary piece by Carlo Crivelli called The Madonna of the Swallow. And you would hardly think that it is an altarpiece. It has such a sculptural quality to it. And this makes it really, you get a sense of its density, its busyness. And it has all of Crivelli's typical sort of features. It has tremendous sense of nature, of fruit. It has animals. Indeed, that swallow just perching right just almost above the head of Our Lady. Our Lady herself is, again, of almost sculptural density and proportion, presenting her child. And this is a great presentation of the Christ, who is the Redeemer. But also you'll notice that he is showing his manhood. That, too, is very important in these pictures, because it's really emphasizing for us that the incarnation is real. At the base of the altarpiece is a series of panels which depicts various acts from the saints. There's Saint Jerome, there's the adoration of the child of Mary and Joseph, there's also the martyrdom of Saint Sebastian, and Saint George slaying the dragon. So tremendously lively, but there is certainly a sense of great density and weight in this.
There is. I think that comes out in the design of the fabrics. It comes out in the lusciousness of the velvets and the detail of the marble of the little niche that Our Lady is sat in. There's something truly majestic and noble about this particular painting. What I like are the little scenes from the particular saints, the patrons, St. Jerome and St. Sebastian. You have them in all their magnificence flanking the Madonna and Child, but you also have a little scene of their life where we see almost the opposite of that magnificence, of that splendour underneath. You see St. Jerome in his little cave, and then you see St. Sebastian, you know, being shot at with arrows. But you also get a sense of where the patrons are coming from too. One of the patrons was Ranuzio Ottoni, who was a military captain, so you get those military scenes sort of being depicted through St. George and also St. Sebastian. I think what I like, James, is almost the image of Our Lady as that new Eve. And this is a new creation and a kind of the story of redemption there, because the child Jesus is holding an apple, I think, which almost takes us back to that luscious scene of the Garden of Eden, where that bite of the apple sort of brought sin into our world and corruption. And now here we have the beautiful Madonna and the beautiful child, a new creation, sort of echoing a new life and a new beginning.
Our Devotion by Design podcasts are a joint production between the Clifton Diocese and the Catholic Communications Network. Find out more about the Catholic Church in the West of England at the award-winning cliftondiocese.com, and you can find out more about the work of the Church in England and Wales at catholicchurch.org.uk. Our sincere thanks go to the National Gallery for their help in making this series. You can find out more about their collection and the Devotion by Design exhibition at the excellent nationalgallery.org.uk.